Okay, what I want you to do is have a shuffle around, get into the most comfy position you can, and when you're in that comfy position, close your eyes down. I want you to begin to relax all the tiny little muscles in and around your eyes, and just let them close down. And at the same time, I want you to remember that for the next few moments, nothing else matters except you relaxing and just listening quietly to my voice. In this time, allowing nothing to disturb you, nothing to bother you, nothing else to even interest you. None of those outside sounds that arrive will trouble you. Sounds of people talking, phones ringing, anything at all happening. None of the outside sounds will bother you at all. All of these things are just outside things. They don't matter, they don't affect you, so you can completely choose to ignore them in this moment. Right now, there is nothing to worry about, nothing to bother about, so you can just sit back and relax, completely calm, completely safe. And as you relax, you can begin to let every part of your body go limp and loose. I want you to imagine and to feel every single muscle, every one of them, just beginning to relax. And as you continue to relax, you can imagine any areas of tension just starting to dissolve. Any pressure, any tension, any stress from the last few weeks or the last few days, any troubles, any challenges, any negative inner feelings, just let them take a back seat. Let them drift away and not bother you. Because as you continue to relax, you're able to explore within yourself, your own thoughts, those inner feelings, and many other things that you've come to know about yourself. Now, I don't know exactly when the last time was that you spent time just sitting or laying quietly with your eyes comfortably closed, allowing your mind to drift off no place in particular, but I know right now there really isn't anything else that you have to do. So why not allow yourself that luxury of being able to just drift along, listening and not listening at times, just a little bit at a time. As your conscious mind expects to be able to experience a level of comfort, your unconscious can expect something even deeper. So it really won't matter whether you consciously allow yourself that experience of a very deep, light relaxation, or unconsciously allow yourself a lighter state of deep relaxation. You really don't have to know just what to expect. But when you take the time to go inside, just like you're doing now, it becomes easier to notice how there's a part of you that knows how to breathe deeply. And you can expect that part to always be there, so that those deep and comforting breaths just seem to happen. There's a part of you aware of this moment, right here and now. And there's a part that knows all about later. And sooner or later, you can have the confidence of knowing over time that change is inevitable. Many people seem to work so hard at staying the same, as if that was even possible. Because you know, and I know, that change always happens. Important things that are sometimes quite unexpected, they can change your life for the better. A new thought, a new experience, a new belief, a new process. And you really don't know whether you can expect to be feeling that chair that you're sitting in, or the seat beneath you, the material you might be touching on those fingertips. And when you first started to listen to my words, you really didn't know exactly what to expect. That you'd be thinking about your future and the present, and that present that you can give yourself of a wonderful future. Because today always precedes tomorrow. And you probably knew that yesterday, when you were thinking about tomorrow, that you would be here today, now learning something at a much deeper level than you're even aware of. And it's interesting to experience what happens when someone makes an important change. Now, I know folks who talk about planting seeds, even to the point of growing their own food, just to be able to independently nourish themselves. You know how planting seeds works. You dig a hole in the ground, you sprinkle in those seeds, you cover them up. And there's nothing more to see just yet, but there is a feeling. A very strong positive feeling inside of you that there's something important that's about to happen. And it may seem to take a while before anything happens, but you can retain that anticipation with enthusiasm that those seeds that you planted will surely yield something quite valuable. Because now there's a part of you that can be oriented to all future possibilities on the basis of the choices you make now, the decisions you make, and the actions you take now. The now, which then becomes your future. And you might even be able to feel that powerful sense of expectancy that something important is growing. Something quite valuable and necessary is happening within you. And it can feel really good to think about that change. And then to look forward in time to when you'll be able to look back over things. Things that you did before, which makes things so good now, when later is now. And it just involved a lot of good planning. And you can plan. You can even expect the unexpected too, and then spontaneously discover things you thought you could never expect, which then seem to turn out even better. After all, sometimes we just can't know how well things can turn out. But if you remember, and I'm sure you can remember, when you were a very young child, how it was very difficult to know that one day you were going to be a grown-up. And the expectation you had as a child, it seemed so uncertain about when growing up would happen. And it's difficult and sometimes even quite amusing to remember so vividly that sometimes there are no expectations. And changes seem to happen anyway. A bit like growing. Growing from a child up into an adult, it's not something you have to know too much about. If I had all the time in the world, I'd talk about self-fulfilling prophecies, unconscious expectations, but I really don't need to mention those things right now. Perhaps later, something will occur to you about them at a much deeper level. But I can wonder whether you've noticed how your breathing has changed. I don't remember specifically saying anything about that. Perhaps you notice how your pulse rate has slowed down. Did you expect that to happen? Or did it just happen? Sometimes the most soothing changes occur with no expectation at all. Nothing forced. Just with the knowledge, the deep down knowledge that every change, it has a consequence. Every change brings a result. Have you noticed how much more relaxed you feel right now? How your feelings can feel much lighter, those thoughts much more comforting, as you begin to look forward to the many ways of change that you know will occur? Because that's what planting seeds is really about. You know things are changing over the next few hours, days, weeks, months, even years. Things you can look forward to doing differently. and you can anticipate some of those changes quite well. But there's something even more profound that I'd like you to know about. There's a part of you that really knows well how to adjust to changes of the expected type. Perhaps even more importantly, there's a part of you that knows how to adjust to changes of the unexpected type. And I don't know if you have a name for that particular capability, that skill, a name or a label. Maybe it's just a general feeling that's familiar to you in those times. Maybe you see an image in your mind. Maybe you say something to yourself. Whatever it is, it's a part of you. It's a resource within you that you can use and have used successfully to manage different changes of all sorts. And you probably know what that resource is that I'm talking about, that feeling deep down within you. And now you can know how to enjoy that particular feeling, how to get to that feeling, that confidence that things can change, are changing, and at the times that you most want to or need to, you really can expect that feeling to feel so strong, so present in your awareness. And it will occur. In lots of times. Lots of places. Perhaps while listening to music and words. Perhaps while thinking about things that you want to experience even more in the future. Perhaps while simply closing those eyes to take in a few deep, relaxing breaths. While planting those seeds in the fertile ground of your own thoughts. So you can expect the expected, and you can expect the unexpected too. You can expect consciously what your unconscious could never expect, that expectation within you of what the future is all about as you begin to live it today and tomorrow, and when tomorrow becomes today, every day, one day at a time, and you now have all the building blocks for lots of wonderful future experiences. So right now, I'd like you to begin allowing yourself to imagine something. I want you to use that imagination to imagine that you're walking along a path outside in a beautiful mountainous setting. Imagine you're outside walking along a path out in nature. You told me you like bushwalking and camping and hiking, so let's get out in nature. I want you to imagine walking along this path outside a mountainous setting, just allowing your comfort to increase with each step you take. And I don't know for sure all the amazing things that you'll be noticing outside as you walk along this path. Perhaps you'll enjoy all the colours all around you, noticing them now. Maybe you'll be aware of any tall trees that might stand out against the blue of a sky. A sky that may have fluffy white clouds drifting along and floating. Many people enjoy the sounds of nature. Listen to those sounds. There might be the sound of wind through the trees, or perhaps the trickle of a nearby stream or a river. Maybe there are birds singing. And as you walk along this path, I'd like you to imagine that you're also now carrying a large, heavy backpack. And with each step, you feel the weight of that backpack. And imagine that as you're walking, this path just seems to grow a little bit heavier with each step you take. Now this backpack, it's filled with all kinds of things, all kinds of objects that you might imagine are the cause of the way that you feel about yourself, about situations in life. The things which sometimes might make you feel anxious, overwhelmed, even sad or lonely, or anything else negative. This backpack you're carrying, it contains any sadness, any loneliness, any hurt, any doubts, perhaps even a little bit of anger, maybe even some rejection in there. It's all contained in this backpack that you're carrying. So as you continue to walk, you notice how this path begins to climb up a small hill. All the time, this pack just getting heavier and heavier, but you carry on. You continue, because you remember that just a short distance ahead, you'll soon come to the top of this hill, so you keep walking. And sure enough, before long, you reach the top of this hill. And the path opens out into a large field. Lots of green grass, perhaps some wildflowers. So you continue walking out into this open field, just looking around the top of this hill, taking in the sights and the sounds and the feelings of being out in nature all the time carrying this heavy backpack. And as you look around, not too far away, you begin to notice a large and very colourful hot air balloon. And suspended from the bottom of that balloon is one of those large baskets. You know the kind, the baskets that are plenty large enough to carry several people or several heavy items. And to prevent this balloon from floating away, it's anchored down with thick, strong ropes. So I want you to walk over to that balloon now. And when you reach it, I want you to look into the basket at the bottom of that balloon. Peer into that basket and you'll see a large, strong wooden box. You'll notice how you can lift the lid of that box and see inside that it's empty. So now it's time to take off that heavy backpack. Take it off now and listen to it as it thuds to the ground. You must be so tired of carrying around in life the heavy burden of all of that negativity, all of those feelings, the feelings that you've been carrying around, whether you've noticed it or not, for such a long time. I want you to ask yourself, do I feel ready to get rid of any and all of these old, outdated, hurtful feelings? All of this negativity that may have been buried down deep inside myself. Things that have caused me so much hurt and pain and challenge and blocks in the past. Well, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open up that backpack. And inside that backpack, you will find some objects and containers. And these containers, they hold all of the negative things, whether they're thoughts, emotions, fears, reactions, anxieties, situations, memories, people, places, anything else, anything that may have caused you to feel the way that you do about yourself, deep inside, or those things that may have caused you to respond in ways that you do now, which may be causing a challenge or a block. These things you've been carrying that have been weighing you down for some time now, weighing you down, holding you back, blocking your progress, causing internal confusion perhaps, or overwhelm, just buried pain. I want you to look into that backpack now. Open up that backpack and begin to notice what kind of objects you find that may have caused this pain. And I want you to look at them closely. It's time to take your time, and you'll be able to see how any object that you bring out of that backpack, it might resemble a person, or people, or a situation, or an experience that has caused a challenge for you. I'll give you an example. If it was a specific person that may have hurt you in any way in the past, you might see a photograph of them, or something they used to wear. Or it may be the words that they used written down on a piece of paper. If your association is with a place, you may see an old ticket or a postcard to that place, or some other symbol that's acceptable to your inner mind. There may have been feelings of frustration or overwhelm or jealousy or guilt or anger or self-doubt, any sadness or loss. Your unconscious mind is identifying all of these things right now, just naturally. Things that have ever caused you pain, or feelings of inadequacy, or hopelessness, or fear, whatever it is. It's right here, just waiting to be unloaded. Now, some of these things might be identified very easily. Some of the things may seem to be just containers. So right now, it's time to trust your subconscious mind that whatever comes out of that backpack, whether you recognize it or not, the right thing to do is to release it. Now is the time to let it go. So I'd like you to begin to take those objects out, just slowly, one at a time. See it for what it is. See it for what it represents. Or see it as a container that just needs to be released. And then throw each item into that large wooden box, the box in the basket underneath that balloon. Take them out of the backpack and throw them all one by one into that box. And I think you're going to be pleased to notice that with every object you throw away, those feelings, the feelings of fear or worry or overwhelm or frustration or anger or guilt or sadness or any other blockages, that negativity can become less and less important. No longer having the same effect upon life. No longer having the same mental overwhelm or blocks. As you just toss them all into the box, and it can feel like such a relief, as if you're filling up that box with all of those negative feelings, as though you're cleansing yourself, becoming free, with a growing feeling of safety and comfort, and it can feel so good. And by the time that you've thrown away all of those objects, all of those bad feelings, I think you're going to be surprised, or perhaps you can just enjoy how free, how liberating, how very peaceful you can actually feel within yourself once you let things go. So go ahead now. Go ahead and throw all of those objects out, one at a time, into the box beneath that balloon. Throw them all into that box and notice how it feels so good. So good to empty that backpack. I'll give you a few moments. And when you've thrown the very last object into that box, the very last negative thing, whatever it represents, you can take a look at that box and notice how the box is full to the very top with all of those things that you need no more. I'll give you a few moments, and then we'll close and lock the lid of that box. Okay, now it's time to look deep into that backpack and see if there's anything left to throw out. And if there is, just throw it out into that box. And once that backpack is empty, I want you to lean over and close and lock the lid of that box. And then looking around, you might find a big knife or an axe. Something that you might find on the ground laying nearby, and I want you to use whatever you can find to cut through the ropes, those ropes that are securing that balloon to the ground. Find the tool, the knife, the axe, whatever it is, and use it to cut through those ropes right now. Use it to release that balloon, just let it go. Now, as you release that balloon, you can take a few steps back and rest back in comfort on that soft green grass and simply watch as that balloon floats up into the sky, carrying away that box. The box that now carries within it all of those unwanted, hurtful, negative feelings and challenges, the things which until now have been this heavy burden to you, taking up mental time and space and energy. As that balloon drifts further into the distant blue of the sky, you can feel a sense of relief. That sense of relief as the balloon and its contents just drift away into the distance. Because you're now free of those feelings, so that they'll no longer have that influence upon your thoughts or the way you live your life, the decisions you make, and if any new feelings arrive, you can instantly place them into a new balloon basket every time you visit this field, ready to release at the end of each day if you wish. So very soon now that balloon will be out of sight, gone forever. And as it disappears, you'll be left with this feeling of peace and comfort and deep down relief. You can enjoy this feeling. You can allow this feeling of comfort and peace to flow all the way through you. Allow it to heal those feelings and sensations which may have caused pain to you in the past. And this process can continue for as long as is necessary for you to make all the changes you need to make. So go ahead now and take another long, slow, deep breath and just release any remaining tension from wherever it may be within you. Just allowing the next few deep breaths to exhale slowly and beginning to focus your mind now. Beginning to focus your attention on a person, someone who you know has skills, abilities, perhaps even resources that you'd like to have. I want you to imagine a person, especially one with skills and resources and the ability to instantly study and focus and absorb perhaps academic work. Imagine a person capable of that now. And when you've thought of that person, I want you to imagine that person at a distance, as though you're watching them from a distance, watching them move through their own personal day. I want you to imagine that person from a distance. Imagine that you're watching them move through the amount of their day. Right from early morning, right through lunchtime and dinner time. They're moving through all the activities they do, all the encounters. Perhaps people are distracting them at times, perhaps offering alternative pastimes and activities, and this person is simply saying, "No thanks. I'm focused. I have to study. I have to absorb this information. It's just natural. It's normal. It's expected by other people. Other people expect this person to act and to treat them that way. Even though they continue to offer alternatives, because that's what they do, and it's the right thing for them to do, to offer. But it's also the right thing for you to do, to say no." And as you observe this person moving through the experience, perhaps notice one of the days when they've studied, when they've read through their professional notes. And when you've watched them throughout the amount of their entire day, mentally taking all the time that you need, just like you're watching a movie perhaps, about someone who has the behaviours and the attitudes and the beliefs and the skills that you're acquiring now. Just note all the details about their day. How they move, what they do, how they interact, how they study, how they absorb. Because right now I want you to imagine that you can step back, rewind, and start that day all over again at the beginning. The same day, the same situation, but this time I want you to imagine the possibility of stepping into that person's body. Stepping into that person's body. Imagine what it might be like if you could see through their eyes, hear with their ears, and sense and feel with their body. And also understand by walking in their shoes how it is that they do exactly what they do. Imagine just for a moment that you can listen to their internal dialogue. That you can hear the voice inside their head. You can hear them communicate with themselves about studying and absorbing. Most importantly, listen to their positive, dynamic, internal dialogue. And just notice how natural it is for them to read and focus and process and study and absorb. And when you've moved through that same day now, every interaction, but differently, by seeing through their eyes, hearing through their ears, and sensing and feeling what their body is sensing, so that you can acquire those skills in a new way. Hold on to that feeling. Because now I want you to imagine that you can bring all of those skills and abilities back into your body, right here and right now. That those skills, those abilities, and those resources can stretch out into your body right here. That you can feel them surging from your heartbeat all the way down to the bottom of your feet, that you can feel them moving out to the tips of your fingers, that you can feel them integrating through your legs and arms, you can feel them in their own unique way, integrating into your lifestyle. And imagine, Asha, imagine three places, three times, three situations where you'd like to benefit from these new behaviors, these new attitudes, these new beliefs, perhaps over the span of the next week. If you can, I want you to imagine three different situations where you'd like to benefit from these new behaviors, attitudes, and beliefs in the next week or so, and how it was easy and natural for you to do so, to benefit in these situations. And now, as you have your mind think of that entire week ahead, once again, think of the ways that you can make this next week perhaps be even more productive for you. I want you to imagine, perhaps like a producer of a movie, that you can place some of your favorite music in the background. As if someone has taken your life and made a script for focus and motivation and accelerated study and absorption of information, and process through that week. All the new thoughts, the new skills, the new abilities, the ease of absorption of information, the focus of attention, the motivation, the ease of which you can study and retain information. Now, with that mental attitude in mind, as you journey deep, deep inside yourself, ask yourself, is there any part of you? Is there any part of you at all that objects in you utilizing this process, known as the unlimited reality, where you can learn from others vicariously, the same way you learned as a child? But this time you get to pick and choose your own teachers by choosing people in your life or in the world around you that have the skills and the benefits and the abilities and behaviors that you truly want. But you can use them and benefit from them through this process of osmosis, where it would simply happen for you without question or hesitation upon awakening. Is there any part at all within you that would object in you acquiring these positive, beneficial behaviors for every area in life so that improvements can be made everywhere? Just know. Know that if there was a part of you that would object to this process, that part of you would instantly be taken deep, deep down inside, deep in fact to the very core of your mind, where it would then be explained about these new behaviors, the new attitudes, the new beliefs, the new abilities, and how a synergizing effect is happening in your mind. Synergizing, meaning that every part is necessary and needed, that as your body, as a perfectly tuned organism works together, you will absorb information and positive thoughts at the same time. Because it's from here, Asher, that I want you to look forward. To look forward to the future, given the information that you're learning here, absorbing one day at a time, one moment by moment, and the continuing training that you'll be giving yourself through listening to my voice. Ask yourself, do you feel that you're getting the information you need to study, to learn, to focus, to read, to absorb, to exhale? And just know that if for any reason your unconscious or conscious mind feels that you're not getting what you need, all you would need to do is say so in the state of hypnotic relaxation. And then the appropriate behavior, the appropriate attitude, the appropriate learned experience would be given to you without question, without hesitation, so that every day, in every way, greater joy, greater happiness, greater harmony, greater balance can start first in your mind and then flow freely through thoughts, becoming part of your everyday reality. The days just transforming into weeks, the weeks transforming into months, the months transforming into years, and it's from here, Asher, that the days become weeks, become months, become years, each and everything that is important for you to remember, you do with complete ease. You recall exactly what you need, when you need it, effortlessly and easily. Everything you need to know is just committed to memory. And you're able to retrieve it spontaneously as the situation demands. As you remember more and more and more information, you grow confident in your memory ability. Your strong subconscious mind stores everything that you've experienced in great detail since you were born. In your subconscious mind, every thought, every sound, every sight, every taste, even every smell, it's logged in perfect clarity. Your subconscious mind is more powerful than the strongest ever computer ever made. The difficulty that most people have to remembering is that when it's important to remember, when it's important to remember something, they become stressed. and becoming stressed has a way of closing doors to memory. This is why many people, when they're taking a test or an exam, they become worried about the test or the outcome, they have difficulty remembering. The more stressed they become, the less they remember. You may have noticed that before. When you forgot something and needed to remember it immediately, the more you forced it, the more difficult it became to retrieve. However, the more that you relax, the more you're able to retrieve anything you like. So from now on, when you need to remember something, anything, all you need to do is simply sit back, take that deep, long, slow breath and relax, knowing that the answer, it's coming to you, it's on its way, and it will. Have the confidence that your answers, or whatever you need to remember, they're in your subconscious mind. Have the confidence that you can retrieve it. Allow yourself to relax and it will come. All information that you've ever seen, heard or felt since the day of birth, it's stored in your mind. It's available to you at will if you desire it. All you need to do is relax and retrieve, to let go. It's always been there. It will always be there for your easy access. In reach now. So reach in now, reach into that memory and remove any block to your memory that you may have ever had. Anytime you feel a block coming back, take a deep breath. And as you exhale, you can command that block to leave. It's your mind. It's your cache of information. You own it and you control it. And now you have that recall at will, remembering. Remembering is now a priority for you. It's easy and natural for you to remember, to retrieve. And it doesn't have to be difficult to be worthwhile. It can be very simple. What you need to remember is easy to remember. As you receive new information, you have total recall of this information at will. You now have the ability to retrieve that information whenever you like from this point on. The only thoughts that you will have are positive ones. You'll rid your mind of those negative words like I can't, won't, should have, would have, could have. From now on, your mind will only think of terms in the terms of I can, I will. I want you to use your imagination. Picture yourself taking those negative words one at a time, putting them into a garbage bag. Picture the word can't. See yourself throwing it into the bag. Picture the word won't. Throw it into the same bag. Take the words could have, would have, and should have, and throw them all into those bags. You don't need them. Feel those words in your hand as if they were bars of lead. Holding them for the last time, just throw them into the bag. Picture yourself sealing up those bags, tying the bags, so that nothing can escape from it. Imagine that you're holding a bag now in your left hand, a bag filled with all these negative words. And picture yourself walking across a room over towards a garbage can, a bin, opening the lid of that garbage can or that bin and throwing in that bag of negative words, hearing them crash against the bottom of the bin. Those words are just gone. Gone forever. As you put the lid back on that garbage can, you just feel a sense of assertiveness, confidence, back in control. Suddenly you have this warm surge of energy, and as you finally got rid of the garbage that's been with you for such a long time, never again will those words be part of you. Instead, they're being replaced with positive words, positive thoughts, assertiveness. The words I can and I will empower you to reach those goals that you've always wanted to achieve by throwing away the negative words and thoughts. You've freed yourself to take control of life, achieving those things in life that are most important to you. Never again will those negative words be part of your thoughts. You don't need them. When you hear other people use negative words and express negative feelings, you can smile at them, knowing that you're the lucky one. Because you've freed yourself from those negative anchors that those words had on you for so long. From this moment, it's I can, and I will. So now focusing on that breathing, as you continue to journey into deep, restful, relaxing comfort, you can dream of all the people that you've ever seen, heard, or had experiences that had skills, behaviors, and attitudes that you'd like to acquire. Think of any and all the people, any and all the people that you've ever seen or heard, mingled with, had experiences with, people that have had skills or behaviors or attitudes that you'd like to acquire. And because you've done the process once here, you can continue to do the process deep inside your own relaxation so that upon awakening, spontaneous, natural changes can be allowed to take place, positive changes. I say to you now, negative thoughts, negative influences, negative beliefs, they have no control over you at this or any of the awakening levels of your own consciousness. You will only accept, truly accept and use that which is positive, productive, progressive, life-giving, and forgiving for you. So the benefits will be multiplied, multiplied upon fully awakening. As I then count the numbers 1 to 5, and as I count the numbers 1 to 5, you can slowly find yourself returning back, where your eyes will then open on the count of 5, and then you'll then become wide, wide awake, feeling fine, in perfect health, perhaps feeling better than you've done before, perhaps feeling as if you just returned from a deep, relaxing, powerful mental holiday. So let's return right now, retaining all the information, the techniques, the skills, the abilities, the absorption that you've just listened to. Returning now in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open on 5, wide awake. Take a nice deep breath, have a stretch if you want. Welcome back.